Afternoons with Aaron here on Kate Radio, and it's time for our weekly conversation where we talk Albert Lea boys and girls cross country. Head coach of our Tigers, Jim Haney, our co-head coach, along with Margo Wayne. Jim Haney joins us, and Jimmy, a good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing great. Yourself?
I'm good. I'm very good.
Yesterday, big meet, Big Nine Conference meet in Owatonna. The weather today is probably better for running than it was yesterday. A little bit warmer, yeah. I'm assuming, for a conference meet than anyone's usually used to. But let's get right into it. Brooktree Golf Course in Owatonna. And before we talk about how the boys and the girls did in the Big Nine Conference meet, talk about Brooktree Golf Course. What kind of course is it?
Brooktree Golf Course is the best course you run on all year long. Reason being, it's got enough hills in it to make it challenging. It is great for spectators to see the runners a number of times on the course. So Owatonna has really done a really nice job there. They've run the section meets and the Big Nine meet there for many, many years. So it's a nice course.
Well, Jim, let's jump right into it. Let's start on the girls' side this time around. And the Albert Lea girls, you mentioned, once again, it's October. You're going to bring some of the younger girls up to have a complete team. You guys had a complete team yesterday. Took 12th out of 12 teams in the Big Nine Conference. But it was probably a good experience. Like you mentioned, a lot of gals that have been running junior high or lower levels got a chance to run varsity yesterday.
Right, and we put some people in spots that, as you said earlier, just to gain some experience for future seasons and so forth. And so that's what we're after. We're building there. We only have seven girls, and these girls are magnificent young ladies. We're asking them to do all kinds of things that maybe they're not quite ready for, but in the future they will be. So running these bigger meets, they'll gain that experience, and when they're sophomores, juniors, and seniors, then they'll hopefully excel and use the experience that they gained as 7th and 8th graders.
Mention some of those runners, the younger runners that ran yesterday. Let's give them some recognition.
Sure. So we start out with Jai Malagaya, and she is a junior. And then Maya Hankey is a 9th grader. Ellie Schultz is a 7th grader. Sienna Murray is a 7th grader. Michaela Hansen is an 8th grader. Carmen van Vamavang is a 7th grader, 8th grader. I don't quite remember. And then Aaliyah Studier is my lone senior girl. She's been with the program for 2 years. And we'll be sad to see her go because she's provided a lot of leadership and so forth, helping the younger girls learn how to actually become a varsity runner.
Jim Haney, co-head coach, Albert Lea Boys and Girls Cross Country, recapping the Big Nine Conference meet yesterday. And let's talk about the boys' side. Owatonna wins the meet. We should mention on the girls' side, Northfield won the Big Nine Conference meet by a point over Rochester Century. Owatonna wins on the boys' side. Albert Lea takes 8th place out of 12 teams. I saw your email, and your team right in the spot that you want to be. There was one team in your section, and we've talked about this all season. The concentration is being in a spot for the boys' team to advance the state at the section meet. Your team finished just behind one of those teams. Talk about a team result for the boys from yesterday.
Well, first of all, I got to talk about Gavin Hankey, and he was all conference, ran a beautiful race. He was 4th place overall, so very proud of him and what he's been able to do. Last year he was 15th, so he's moved up 10, 11 places and did a beautiful job. And when his race was done, he came right over to me and said, I'm absolutely gassed. So he gave it everything he had and so forth. We did take 8th, and we weren't sure exactly where we're going to finish. We thought maybe 6 to 10, somewhere in a general range. So 8 is right in there. And Winona did beat us by about 20 to 30 points. But we were able to beat the Faribos, the Red Wings, the Austins, and those teams that are in the section. So, yeah, we're absolutely where we want to be. And now we just got to figure out, is this what we're going to be for the section meet? We're ready. We're excited. This is a kind of fun time of year. Usually when we get to the section meet, it's Lakeville North and Lakeville South and Farmington and Hastings, but we don't have to run against those teams. We run against teams that are very similar to the size of Albert Lea. So it's exciting. The kids are excited. I'm excited. Margo Wayne's excited. We're ready to go. We can't wait till the 28th.
28th will be the Ascension meet. Again, this year, cross country went to three classes. Albert Lea usually in a double A. They're still in double A, but there's now a triple A, double A, and A. And that's what makes Gavin Hinkie's performance at the Big Nine Conference meet so much more impressive, because you're going against the big schools, the Rochester schools, Owatonna, Mankato, and he took fourth place. I mean, that's pretty impressive.
It is pretty impressive, and the coaching staff is so proud of what he's been able to do this year, and we hope that he'll be able to bring home a section championship for us. He's ranked number one in the section. He knows that. In the state, he's ranked now number 12, so you know, he's got a lot of things on his shoulders, and he'll be able to handle it. He's a strong runner and got a great head on his shoulders, so he's going to be just fine.
Co-head coach Albert Lea, boys and girls cross country team Jim Haney with us here on KATE. And Jim, let's set the scene. You said on the 28th, so a week from tomorrow, section meet. Where's it going to be held at? How many teams make it to state, and how many individuals make it to state as well?
So the section meet this year is going to be at Faribault's Alexander Park. We've run there already this year. Very flat course. One of the concerns I have is that you have to run across streets quite often to get to the various parts of the park. So you're always afraid of a little bit of trip here and there, and especially if you're wearing spikes. So we'll have the kids practice that kind of stuff this week. And two teams will go. First and second place will go. And the top six individuals not on the two winning teams. So our hope is that we'll be either one or two, and we'll be able to take seven kids to state and give them the experience of a lifetime. If that doesn't work out, we're trying to get as many kids as we can, so hopefully get two or three individuals to state if we don't get the team. So we're hoping to be running in November.
That is awesome. You got plenty of time to get ready for, again, the section meet in Faribault coming up a week from tomorrow. And Jim, I'm assuming besides yourself, Winona, and what other teams would you throw in on the boys' side as a favorites to win that section or finish in the top two?
Well, in my opinion, it's going to come down to the five Big Nine schools that are there. It's Winona, Albert Lea, Austin, Red Wing, and I'm missing one right now. I can't remember the last one.
Did you say Faribault?
Faribault. There you go. And then Stuartville is right there, too. So it'll be one of those teams, and whoever's running best that day will probably be headed to state.
Good luck next Thursday again. Co-head coach Jim Haney of the Albert Lea Boys and Girls Cross Country team with our weekly conversation. Conference meet yesterday. The boys took 8th. The girls took 12th. Section meet a week from tomorrow in Faribault with some state tournament bids on the line. Jim, thank you so much for the time. Wish everybody a great week of practice, and we'll touch base again next week.
Sounds very good. Thank you.